Hello, I'm Mahendra Gupte. We are looking at Chapter 14, Effect of Outsourcing on Supply Chain. Effect on Procurement: Shift from purchasing to strategic oversight. Contract manufacturer handles raw materials. Focus on supplier relationship management. Emphasis on contracts, SLAs, and monitoring. What is the effect on the procurement process? Shift from purchasing to strategic oversight. We are now looking at strategic supplies rather than looking at just purchasing, that is the day-to-day transactions. Contract manufacturer, that is the supplier, outsourced supplier or the supplier, now handles the raw materials. So he is now responsible to source raw materials. So this is one big area of procurement of raw materials which is off, because from in-house manufacturing you have now outsourced the product. Focus on supplier relationship management and emphasis on contracts, SLAs, and monitoring. So now the focus has shifted from purchasing of raw materials, handling raw materials, to focus on supplier relationship management. As we understood, this would be the middle stage after you have identified the supplier and the supplier has started business with you. He's on board and started business with you. That is where you would like to develop this supplier relationship and then manage it comfortably and successfully. There is an emphasis on the contracts, the SLAs, and monitoring. But this again would happen in the initial stages till the time both the company and the supplier get to know each other, get to know their requirements of each other and what needs to be delivered. Procurement, the benefits and risks. The benefits: cost reduction, expertise, agility. Risks: loss of control, IP risk, less visibility, higher dependence on contract manufacturer. Benefits, which are obvious: cost reduction, one of the reasons that we outsourced, the advantage of getting the benefit of expertise from the supplier, and the agility in terms of changing or meeting customer needs. Risks: loss of control. We now don't control the process of manufacture at the supplier's end, but we of course control the input material, that means the product, his output to our input. The IP risk: if there is an IP intellectual property that is involved in terms of design, in terms of patent, in terms of other factors, yes, there is a risk, but then we need to more so need to develop the supplier to with a supplier relationship which then forfeits and fructifies rather into a partnership. There is less visibility. You do not really know where is your product in the process at the supplier, but you can get visibility by ensuring that there are regular updates and a trusted supplier in place. There is higher dependence on contract manufacturer, which is obvious because now you have moved certain processes out from your factory to the supplier. And it is he is going to ensure that your supply and your manufacturing or your production line runs. Effect on inventory: reduction in raw material and WIP inventory. Inventory ownership may shift to supplier. Improved inventory turnover, lowering carrying costs. There is a reduction in the raw material and the WIP inventory because the process itself is out of the factory, out of your own premises at the supplier end. Inventory ownership may shift to supplier. Now the inventory ownership is with the supplier, which also implies if he is a new supplier and he is not aware, you may want to share the information, the expertise as to how to handle inventory, how to tackle suppliers, and how to go about getting the best of both worlds. Improved inventory turnover: with lesser inventory at our end, our inventory turnover improves. At the same time, what you are now going to procure is the finished components which get into our assemblies, so which are practically just a day's inventory or maximum of the safety stock that we hold. Lower carrying costs: with lesser inventory and fast moving inventory, our low inventory carrying costs are going to be definitely lower. Inventory risks and trade-off: longer lead times, higher safety stock for finished goods, greater dependence on forecasting accuracy and supply chain risk increases. Longer lead times, because now supplier material has to go to the supplier. From there, the supplier has to produce the component and then make it available to us. So the lead time is longer, because now the lead time of the manufacturing process at the supplier, including his procurement time, is what adds to the lead times. Higher safety stock for finished goods. We may want to keep, to safeguard our interests, we may want to hold higher safety stock for finished goods, so that in case if the supplier defaults on some deliveries, we are still able to meet customer requirements. But as I understand, this is a trade-off between the cost of savings, or the savings that we incur that we are able to avail because of offloading the component to the supplier. At the same time, over a period of time and trust and transparency, this higher safety stock can further reduce. Greater dependence on forecasting accuracy. Yes, this is something that as a company we need to look at, because with the technology available, it is much better and a much more required status, where each of us are dependent on an accurate forecast rather than a forecast which could go up and down either way. Supply chain risk increases. Yes, the supply chain risk increases, because now we are now dependent for certain components on more suppliers rather than making them in-house. But then what is the benefit or the trade-off that we have got? We are able to increase volumes much higher, focus on the core competence and the core products that we need to look at. What is the effect on warehousing? Reduced raw material storage needs, increased finished goods warehousing, shift from production support to distribution focus, and greater reliance on 3PLs. What is the effect of this outsourcing on warehousing? Since the raw material is now being procured by the supplier, there is reduced raw material storage needs, increased finished goods warehousing. To safeguard ourselves, we would like to keep a higher finished goods inventory at the warehouse to ensure that we safeguard any shortages or any delays from the supplier to the of the good components required for our assemblies. Shift from production support to distribution focus. Earlier, the warehouse was trying to support production with raw material storage and issuance of raw material as and when to production required. Now it would be more of focusing on getting the finished goods to the distributors and the retailers and ensuring that the distribution network keeps running in place. Greater reliance on 3PLs. We would use more 3PLs to handle the distribution and the distribution warehouse to retailer outputs, because now we are looking at increased sales, increased quantities, and increased volumes. What would be the effect on transportation? Longer transportation distances, increased international shipments, higher logistics and freight costs, greater reliance on multimodal transport. Let's understand, if in case our supplier is overseas, there is going to be longer transportation distances. You are going to have much more in terms of the distance that the ship is going to travel, as well as the actual traveling time and the distance of the consignment. Increased international shipments. If it's an overseas supplier, we'll have to handle international imports, which means we have got more agencies to work on and coordinate between each of them to ensure that the material keeps moving through the entire process. Higher logistics and freight costs. Definitely freight would be implied at every stage of transportation. That means at the road transport from the supplier to the port, from the port to from on the high seas, and then from the port, receiving port, to our factory. Greater reliance on multimodal transport. We would prefer materials to be transported in containers, so that we get the container into our warehouse, unload it, and hand it back over to the shipping line. There would be definitely, that would mean multimodal transport, so that we are looking at only one window, single window overall coordination at each stage. Effect on deliveries: longer delivery lead times, reduced flexibility for urgent orders, increased variability and reliability risks, need for regional distribution centers. With suppliers being overseas, there would be longer delivery lead times because now the component gets manufactured about a month before the shipping takes place, which means you have got a much longer lead time. Once you have ordered, the material has to reach you, and that would take about a month's time. So you are not able to disturb any setups or any production schedules for that 1 month period. Which would also mean there is reduced flexibility for urgent orders. The only way you could meet urgent orders to a certain extent would be by holding stocks of finished goods. Increased variability and reliability risks: we are now depending on high seas for deliveries of components, which means that we would have to ensure that that process is reliable and that the ship doesn't get held up or our containers do not get held up in between the transit portions. Need for regional distribution centers: we may want to focus on ensuring and holding inventory at regional distribution centers so that we are able to meet customer requirements in the bare minimum time in spite of having longer lead times for our finished goods. Effect on vendor managed inventory: shift in vendor managed inventory responsibility, multi-party coordination required, complex ownership and visibility issues, greater need for IT integration. Let's say if we were using a VMI, a vendor managed inventory products at our factory, now if we have outsourced them, the vendor would have to supply material there to our supplier. So there would be a coordination required between us, the vendor who is managing that inventory, and the supplier. Till such time that the supplier takes over and the vendor who our original vendor just keeps us in the loop in terms of informing us as to the status of supplies. Multi-party coordination would be required, definitely in the initial stages, but not in the later stages as the relationship matures. Complex ownership and visibility issues: there would be visibility issues, but then if we are able to bring in trust and transparency between all the vendor supplying the material, the raw materials, the supplier, and us, we will be able to overcome this complex ownership and visibility issues. Greater need for IT integration: it would be great to have an IT system with access to the vendor to whenever he updates inventory being delivered to the supplier accepting that delivery and then giving us a clear picture as to the delivery of components. To summarize, outsourcing reshapes entire supply chain, procurement becomes strategic, inventory and warehousing structures change, transportation and delivery complexity increases, VMI becomes more collaborative and technology driven. Outsourcing reshapes the entire supply chain, definitely, because now we are adding one more entity into the entire process, and that entity is individual. It will also depend on how far or how near he is with respect to us, that is, where he has to deliver materials. Procurement becomes strategic. You are no longer looking at raw material and WIP inventory. We are looking at sourcing product components from the supplier and not sourcing raw material and following it up. Inventory and warehousing structures change because inventory, there is less of raw material inventory, but an increase in the finished goods inventory to meet customer requirements. Transportation and delivery complexity increases. Yes, if the suppliers are overseas, the transportation and delivery is much more complex as compared to local, but it can be overcome by having the right people handling that transportation and delivery for us so that the process remains smooth. Vendor managed inventory becomes more collaborative and technology driven with access to data that is relevant to the vendor as well as the supplier, so that the entire process is definitely collaborative And this can happen only with technology and access to different systems. Thank you.